Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Hey finishes up the halachos, or our discussion of the halachos, that depend on Minhag HaMakom. Now, Tisha B'Av does not have an Isser Malacha, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and not even like Chol HaMoed. It's not even, doesn't have any restricted Malachos. However, on Tisha B'Av, it's very important. We're supposed to be focusing on our Avelus, on our mourning over the Chorban HaBayis. And, of course, going to work definitely distracts from that. Right? So when you have work, you're focused on work, and you don't think about the Chorban. So some people have the minhag to not work on Tisha B'Av. And so the Mishnah says, Makom Shinagu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av. Osim, places where it is the minhag to work on Tisha B'Av, right, to do work on Tisha B'Av, Osim, no problem. That's an absolute, you should go ahead and do that work. Makom Shinagu Shelo La'asos Melacha, in a place where it is the custom not to work on Tisha B'Av, Ein Osim, then one is not permitted to do work. However, there's a little bit of an exception here. Talmid Echacham U'Bechol Makom, in anywhere, Talmid Echacham Betelim. Talmid Chacham should not work. Talmid Chacham should not go to work anywhere, even if it's a place where everybody else does go to work. Why is that? Because Talmid Chachamim should certainly feel the Avelus more strongly than anyone else, because they really understand the nature of what we're missing. For the average person, you know, we never had a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't really even kind of understand so much what we're missing. We know that this is the important thing, and it was the center of Jewish life, But Talmid Chachamim, who are immersed in a complete knowledge of all areas of Torah, including the halachos of the Beis HaMikdash, halachos of Kodshim and Taros and Korbanos, and all of that stuff that we just don't have now, they understand even more deeply how much we need and miss the Beis HaMikdash. And so they are forbidden to work no matter where, because they really should be able to really appreciate the avelus and the loss more than anybody else, and so they really should be focusing purely on their avelus. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, La'olam yasa adam atzmo talmid chacham. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, you know what? It is worthy for everyone to act as though they are talmid chacham in this regard. So that is to say, he disagrees with Tanakama, and he says that you don't have to follow the Minhag HaMakom if you're going L'chumrah. In this case, regarding Tisha B'Av, you are permitted to refrain from work, even in a place, in fact, it is recommended. You should act like a Talmid Chacham and refrain from work and focus on the Avelus, even in a place that everybody does go to work. And it is not considered Yuhara, that you're showing off. Well, I'm a big tzaddik, I'm a talmud chacham, so I don't go to work. No, it's appropriate for everybody to kind of aim for that. Now, the second half of the Mishnah actually reverts back to where we started. At the very beginning of the parak, in Mishnah Aleph, we were talking about doing malacha on Erev Pesach morning, before Chatzos. And we said that it is dependent on Minhag HaMakom, in a place where the people do work, do malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning, it is permitted to do malacha on Erev Pesach in the morning up until Chatzos. In the places after Chatzos, of course, it is not permitted, because there it is similar to Chol HaMoed in that we're not allowed to do, we have restricted work. And in a place that there is no malacha, that people don't work on Erev Pesach in the morning, so then it's also to work all day, not just after Chatzos, but even in the morning as well. So in our Mishnah, the Chachamim are going to give some examples. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, B'Yehuda hayu osim malacha be'erev Pesach man Chatzos. In the region of Yehuda, which is the area around Yerushalayim, they did malacha on Erev Pesach morning, and that's fine. Uvegalil lo hayu osim kol ikar, but in the north, in the Galil region, they didn't do malacha at all. Meaning, they didn't do malacha even before Chatzos. They didn't do malacha in the morning. Now, interestingly enough, when we're going to talk about what that means, that they didn't do malacha at all. before Chatzos. It's actually a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what it means to be restricted. When you can't do work, what can't you do? Or rather, when can't you do it? Beis Shammai, v'halayla, what about the night before? Right? Beis Shammai osrin Beis Hillel matirin avnei tzachama. So basically, Beis Shammai says any place that has the minhag not to do malacha in the morning of Erev Pesach, they're also asked to do malacha the night before. Because it's like any other Jewish thing where the night precedes the day. And so if you're not allowed to do it during the day, you can't do it the night before either. And Beis Hillel says, no. Even those places that are noheg to do an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach, that is only in the morning. They are still permitted to do work all night until sunrise. And after sunrise, they can't. And of course, everybody else can still keep working even until Chatzos, but at Chatzos, they must stop.